Hello, so we again are talking about the mystery of Christ's kingdom, and we have been mentioning the gospel, the good news that was preached to Abraham, as recorded in Genesis 22. So let's break this down a little bit and look at what that is, and this is a non-negotiable in my life, that this is the gospel, this is the good news. So the gospel preached to Abraham, number one was, in blessing, I will bless you. That isn't just, I'm going to really bless you. That's in blessing, I will bless you. And you realize you're a blessing, Abraham, because you've understood that I'm your friend and you're my friend and that nothing can separate you from me and nothing can separate me from you, because you know that we have this relationship, a partnership in life in all things. Then here's what you need to know. This is the good news. This is the gospel of the kingdom of God. This is the good news of the kingdom. In being who you are, who I made you to be, in being a blessing, I'm going to cause you to be a blessing. And then number two, in multiplying, I'm going to multiply you. I'm not going to add to you, I'm going to multiply. I'm going to cause you to give a greater value to the generation that follows you. You're going to give a greater value to your sons, to your daughters, to Isaac, so that Isaac can give a greater value to Jacob, to Israel, to the future generations. And so it's a multiple expression. Addition is different than multiplication. Addition is, what can I do to be successful? What can I add to my life? So pastors, leaders, when you know who you are, then you can live to be who you are, and it will empower others to know who they are, and they will live to be who they are. Pastors, when you know who you are, you will live to multiply, not to add to your church, but to expand. There are people who are going to be with you for seasons and then go out and be sent and become something more than what they could be with you. There are going to be people who grow up and households are expanded. It's like you as a parent. Your children are not going to be duplicates of you. They're going to be empowered to be them because of you. So there's going to be a multiplication, not an addition. You're not going to be the big man, the big woman, the chieftain. You're going to be something that is a source to multiply. 2 + 2 = 4, but that's a greater one unit of 4. 2 × 2 = 4, but it's different than one unit that's 4. It's beyond what was. Multiplication is more powerful. The third thing that's in this good news that was preached to Abraham, your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. A gate is an influencing place. So let's say there's a gate, an influencing place of greed. And that greed can't change in your lifetime. But if you begin to believe that you are not greedy, God says you'll act as a blessing of generosity. I will bless you to be generous. And then the result will be, it'll be multiplied. Your own sons and your daughters will receive that in their DNA, and they'll live to be generous. And then ultimately what will happen is, in the third generation, that belief, that action will expand into a power, into an imagination. The way that a whole generation is born in their thinking, not grown to become thinking. They were born in that thinking. And so they'll change the influencing gate of the enemy by being an influencing gate of life. And then the fourth thing is, in your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. These are the elements of the blessing of the kingdom of God. The good news of the kingdom then is, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. Your descendants will possess the gate of their enemy, and through your seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed. That answers the first question. What is the good news of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom? Second question, where do we find the power of the kingdom? So Luke 17, verses 20 and 21, Jesus was approached by some people who were asking about the coming of the kingdom. When he was asked by the Pharisees, religious people, when the kingdom of God would come, he answered and he said to them, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. I wish that this value would enter into the hearts of the church. We wouldn't be distracted by all kinds of end time non-realities if we understood this. The kingdom of God is not an external natural kingdom. It's a supernatural kingdom inside of us that changes our natural kingdoms from the inside out. It's not a kingdom that's going to come someday. It's an increasing coming kingdom that's inside of us. So where do we find the kingdom? We find the kingdom within us. Now, what is the kingdom? Romans 14:17 describes what is the kingdom. When Paul was being addressed about what you eat, what you don't eat, what you drink, what you don't drink, could be worded what you do, what you don't do, how you act, how you don't act. He understood that the kingdom of God is not based on eat and drink. It's not based on what you do or don't do. It's based on who you know and where that is. It's inside of you. So what is the kingdom of God? In Romans 14:17, Paul said it this way. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So that is an internal Passover. God, you're my God. That's righteousness. Not a righteousness based on how right you are, but a righteousness based on a right relationship with God where you know that Jesus is your righteousness. He is your Passover. He has passed over your sin and invited you into a relationship with your Heavenly Father. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, you've been given access to the grace, the blood of the new covenant, to the grace that comes by Jesus Christ. And that's righteousness in the Holy Spirit. No one can take that from you. Second, peace in the Holy Spirit. Peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace is where there's no gap between you and God. So peace in the Holy Spirit is there's no gap between me and God, so I'm going to prove to be a testimony of God in my character, nature, way, power, and authority. I'm going to manifest both fruit of the Spirit, charisma of the Spirit. I'm going to be clothed in the garment of a priest, and I'm going to sound like bells, and I'm going to smell like pomegranates. There's going to be charisma of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit. There'll be enough evidence to convict me of being guilty of being a person of God, because I have a personal testimony. Like Pentecost, an internal Pentecost of a relationship with God and the Holy Spirit where I have no gap between me and God, causes me to be manifested as a people of God, like the children of Israel were given a testimony in the wilderness. So you become a people with a testimony. The third thing is there's an internal tabernacles. Joy in the Holy Spirit. Psalms 16:11 says that the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. But the presence of the Lord is not about bless me presence. It's about purpose. So God partners with us in all things. That's tabernacles. He doesn't just invite us into his house. He enters into our house and there's a partnership. We have this internal place of joy in the Holy Spirit. And so the kingdom of God is inside of us. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And then that leads us to the next question. What is the good news of the kingdom of God? We said it already. In blessing, he'll bless us. In multiplying, he will multiply us. So to be a blessing to the world is the first one. The second is to multiply the goodness of God to the world. The third is to change the influence of the world. And the fourth is to bring the name of God into the families of the world. So this is the good news of the kingdom. So we have to find the power of the kingdom within us in order to walk out this path and to enter into that journey. Now, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, a right relationship with God, spirit to spirit, our spirit to his spirit, a oneness with God in our souls where our spirit is energized by Holy Spirit to then flood our souls with thoughts and reasoning, strategies, emotions, desires, will of desires and imaginations and want tos, this testimony of this internal reality. And a oneness with God in our souls that then reveals God to the world through his presence in our lives. So it's spirit, soul, and body. This is the testimony of the internal kingdom of God. So we have to have this in order to be a testimony in this world. So leaders, pastors, you got to know the mystery of Christ's kingdom to be a good leader in a kingdom community expression. What is the good news? The good news is God came not just to get you to heaven, but to get heaven in you, into your congregation, into your people, so that they could be a blessing. And being a blessing, God would bless them to be a blessing. So that they can multiply, live, and give greater value to their children, their children's children, not just natural children, but spiritual children. So that they then can, in a longevity of inheritance, the name of the family can be made long in the earth. And what can't be changed today will be changed because of us today in the generations of tomorrow. and our descendants will possess the gate of their enemies. And then through your seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed. There's a change in the reality. These are the same things as principalities, powers, rulers of wickedness, and hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, which we'll have a session on this. But the host of wickedness is really beliefs, what you believe. Do you believe you're a blessing? If you do, you'll live to be a blessing. Okay, how do you act? Well, you act according to your belief. Whatever you believe determines how you act. How do you rule? Are you doing works that speak of being a blessing? Are you multiplying, or are you trying to add to yourself to justify who you are? Are you imagining? Do you have power that your heart, whatever you, however you act, determines how you think? What do you think about? You're empowering people to think about being a blessing, multiplying, thinking about changing the world. You're possessing the gate of the enemy. And then the result is there are new first things, new principalities, new principal things that manifest. You cannot destroy a principality by attacking it with a principality. You have to raise up a stronger principality. And you do that by changing beliefs. That changes actions, changes imaginations, and changes influence. This is the good news of the kingdom of God. And then in that good news of the kingdom of God, we have to remember that the kingdom of God is inside of us. So we empower people in a community expression, pastors and leaders. We ourselves know the kingdom of God does not come by observation, whether it's going good in the church or bad in the church, good in the world or bad in the world. The kingdom of God is inside of me. And you can't take that away from me. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit internally. And then I'm leading people to know that also in their individual lives, in their lives as a family, in their lives as members of our community, our Christ-expressed community. And that is to say that we have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit in our hearts. It's an internal reality. And then that power of the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit is going to change the world in which we live. And so these are principles, these are understandings of the mystery of Christ's kingdom, non-negotiable for me. So I'm going to pray for you. This is non-negotiable for me. I would hope that it's at least almost non-negotiable for you, if not a non-negotiable. So Father, I pray that as pastors and leaders, as believers in you who have been given the responsibility to help believers in you believe in you, I pray that we would move forward in the good news of the kingdom of God, not just in the good news that we're going to go to heaven when we die, but in the good news that we're going to influence our world in heavenly ways. Empower us as leaders to be a blessing, and empower us as leaders to empower others to know that they are also a blessing. Empower us as leaders to not hold on to the people that you give to us tightly, but to give room for there to be multiplication in many ways, however that comes. And then empower us also to empower them to be multipliers, that families will multiply, not merely become big. And you would also anoint us as leaders to be influencers of gates that need to change in a generational way, so that we'll realize it's not us who necessarily need to change the world, but our lives need to be lived in such a way that our descendants will change the world that can't be changed today because of the steps that we take today. There will be fruit tomorrow. Wisdom will be justified by her children, as the scripture says. And then, God, anoint us as leaders to be a testimony of Christ, the influencer of influencers, that from the place of blessing and multiplying and possessing, there will be a generational 100-year plan that unfolds that causes families of the earth to be blessed. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you on your journey of generational leadership.